Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR. We are coming to you tonight in the studio here in East Tennessee, around the world, to proclaim the great, the mighty, and the awesome name of Yahweh. Now, let me give you a scripture as we continue tonight with part two of 6,823 times the mention of the name of Yahweh, changed to Lord and to God by the lion translators as they have sought to deceive, if you will, the people that will fail to search with all of their heart, all their mind, and all of their soul. This is the scripture as we begin part two of the name. 8,000, if you will, 6,823 times approximately in the Old Testament, 1,000 times in the New Testament, his name is the same. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Psalms 113, verse 3. He always was, he always is, and he always will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't take his name in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Now, how would you do that? You would ignore it. You wouldn't search for it to try to uncover it. If someone, meaning the prophets of deception, we're going to prove to you that there is a set of prophets deliberately anointed to send a strong delusion or a false name, causing his people to forget his name for Baal. Jeremiah 23, verses 25 and 26 that we gave you last night. Now here again, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh, Strong's number 3068 in the Strong's. You won't take his name in vain. Don't take his name in vain. for I will not hold him guiltless. In other words, you're going to have guilt upon you if you fail to seek and to search out or to uncover or unveil the obscured name that the translators sought to cover his name. Do you know there's people in the earth that don't want his name mentioned? Did you know that his name would be declared in all the earth? Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. But did you know that the rabbinical Talmud has in its instructions forbidding the usage of the name of a creator? They want it hid. They wanted to keep it secret, or they wanted to hide it, like in Psalms, if you will, where he said his name would be declared throughout the whole earth. And David said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I want my name glorified. I want it exalted. Now listen to this one in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 12. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of Yahweh, for I will not hold you guiltless that hides, obscures, or fails to speak or to praise my name from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. It's very important. You say, well, it don't matter, Pastor Buddy, what we call him. My people shall know my name. Isaiah 52:6. Turn there and look at that scripture. My people shall know my name. If the gospel is hid, and this is a warning, this is for those who are lazy or blinded or obscured or turned around or blindfolded, if you will, reading with the veil over their eyes. Blessed are your eyes. For those who know your name, David said, they will put their trust in Yahweh. Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Now listen to this one. I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Now that's the future incarnation of the one that came in a flesh body that had a name above every name. I don't care what you call him. As long as you use that name that's above every name in heaven and in earth, where you are commanded to praise him from the rising of the sun, I am Yahweh, that is my name, Isaiah 42:8. You shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of your mighty one, I am Yahweh. Again, Strong's number, 3068. Look in the Strong's. You'll see how that James Strong, who was selling Bibles, if you will, went with the version of Jehovah as for the name of God, because if he had changed it to Yah, nobody knew about Yah, and he was in it for selling Bibles, making money for profit. The precept of keeping the name secret conflicts with these passages of Isaiah 52:6. My people shall know my name, and they shall put their trust in me, Psalms 9:10. I will set him up on high because he has known my name. Now, wait a minute here. The one that was incarnated, the one that Moses desired to see in a flesh body, asked the Creator in the book of Exodus a hard thing. I want to see you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. No one has seen his face, no one can see his face, and live. And so, Yahweh, who was stuck himself with a hard problem here, to expose himself to Moses, who demanded to see him. Now, he had saw the earth tremble and shake. He seen the lightning and the thunder. He seen the awesome glory, the fire burning perpetually up on top of the mountain for 40 days in the presence of Yahweh, where they did eat and drink with him. We're serving a living, mighty one. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 says, a book of remembrance. A book of remembrance. And yet when we had the Bible delivered unto us after the invention of the printing press, kept secret now, ladies and gentlemen, they wanted to obscure and hide the name, not reveal it. So keeping in touch with the tradition of the elders and the money changers who sought to deny you the privilege of having his name put in the Bible, instead we were handed a version, a modified, a revised version, where they removed 6,823 times the great, the mighty, the magnanimous, and the most magnificent name in the universe. Malachi 3:16, a book of remembrance, was written for those that fear Yahweh and who meditated or thought upon his name. Let them praise your great and awesome name, for it is holy. Psalms 99:3. My mouth will speak and praise Yah, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and forever. Psalms 145:21. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to a name that most people on the earth have never heard, let alone of serving it and glorifying and praising it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, which is a commandment that you should not take his name in vain. Failing to use the name, failing to praise the name, failing to honor his name in water baptism to install the name spiritually upon your body of flesh by a holy way, a new way, which he wanted the name superimposed in your head, that's in your brain, that's in your mind, that's in your heart. is handling the word of Yahweh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with Yahweh, and the word was Yahweh. Moses said, I want to see you. And Yahweh said to himself, you've asked me a hard thing. Nevertheless, I want to honor your request by asking you to stand in the crevice or the cliff of the rock. And I will put my hand over you as I pass by. And I will proclaim my name unto you. No wonder his face shone. No wonder they veiled his face. No wonder that the glory and the enlightenment and the knowledge of this great name made this one of the greatest prophets that ever stood in shoe leather. I will declare Yahweh's name unto my brethren in the midst of a congregation where the incarnated flesh man, the Son, who came in his Father's name, John 5:43, and here today, 2,000 years plus and counting, we don't know how much more time, I don't know how many more messages that I will have the opportunity to publish the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 32:3. I will publish the name of Yahweh. Make no mention of the other gods, and neither let it be heard out of your mouth. I will remove the names of these blaspheming gods who claim to be above me, who people call upon day and night in a name of deception, but it's such a beautiful name. How did it get in the Bible, in the New Testament, from Yahweh in the Hebrew to Jesus in the New Testament? Ladies and gentlemen, the people that call on Jesus should actually study their Bibles, as it's commanded us to do in Proverbs 30:4, the one I quoted to you last night. Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the Son's name? Again, the Son came in the name that was spoken 6,823 times, removed by the lying translators who sought to obscure or to blind or to lead the sheep astray, that people would serve Baal, honor Baal, and therefore they think to cause my people to forget my name, as their fathers have gotten my name for Baal, Jeremiah 23:26-27. But man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 8, and Matthew 4:4. The Levitical high priest and the religious leaders conferred among themselves, saying that these miracles performed in Yahweh's name, not another name, all the miracles and the signs and the wonders were performed by the Son in the highest, most magnanimous name above every name. That at this name, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day. We're preaching 2,000 years in on the count, every day that passes by, we are one step closer to having to bow the knee. There'll be no excuse. There'll be no excuses that they've got in their mouth. Lord, haven't we called on your name and done many miracles and signs and wonders in this great name? That's what the Messiah said. The incarnated God, or Yahweh, who came in a body of flesh and veiled himself in a flesh body as he revealed himself to Moses on the mountain and let Moses see his hinder parts, proving that there was only one yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing changed. He's the same today, tomorrow, and the time to come for everyone that calleth upon the name. In Acts chapter 5, verse 40, they were commanded that they should not speak in the name of Yahweh. Well, those hated and resented the apostles for preaching the name that was revealed to them that they've been taught to forget by the very people that claim to be the religious establishment and the leaders of that day, just like it is today. Most churches are filled with Jesus worshipers. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Yahweh hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. In Exodus 3:15, I am that I am. I am Eliezer Hayah. O Yahweh, oh my, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The book of Psalms, 8:1, how excellent is thy name, that at this mighty, magnanimous, magnificent name, both young men and maidens and old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for it is a name alone. That's alone and by itself. Nothing there. People try to put a name by it, under it, beside it. But this excellent name is alone. Who created the earth by himself and knew no other gods that the Trinitarians try to put by him. Someone in his likeness, they create a god, a fictitious non-person, and call him by a strange Greek name that was never named out of the mouth of Yahweh. And Moses said, they shall seek to change his name. But the book of John, chapter 12, is a quotation from the book of Psalms, 118:26, blessed is the King of Israel. Now the Messiah said, they said, are you a king? And listen what he said. For this purpose I came into the world. He's the King of the universe. Clothed in a body of flesh, hid from the world. The world cannot see him because they look for two persons, three persons. The English name Jesus has no meaning in any language. It's a Greek-Latin hybrid and does not fulfill Matthew 1:21, where the angel spoke the name of Yahweh, not some lesser name, but a name above every name in heaven and earth. I know they use other names. They create another God. Truly, my soul waits unto God. From him, Yahweh that is, come my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. Psalm 62:1-2. Wake up. And I will take the cup of salvation. Psalms 116:13. And call upon the name of Yahweh. For he is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. Psalms 118:14. Behold, the mighty one, the eternal one, is my salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise Yahweh. Call upon his name. Write it in your forehead. Take the plunge or take the dip. Call upon the name of Yahweh, washing away your sins. Oh, hallelujah. What a powerful, magnanimous, magnificent name that's been ignored. Something that has been changed by man, a Greek Latin name, became the order of the day to obscure, hide, and deceive the very elect if it's possible. But if you're a hungry sheep, if you're chosen before the foundation of the world with your name, Yahweh will see to it that he'll send prophets, hunters, and fishers. And then isn't it amazing that we're leaving the fish age? That means that those who were called in the fish age to seek and to hunt down the sheep or the hunter age coming up now with the final outpouring, the second anointing to recover, there'll be a time that Jacob's people will be given the final chance and the anointing will be upon the prophets that stand in this great name with signs and wonders. And when Pilate placed this great name that he wrote upon the tree, he only wrote one name. He didn't write three. He didn't write two. So you trinities and twinities that try to use two names and merge them together, you are taking his name in vain, and the Bible is against that. The Word is against that. Yahweh himself is against that. He doesn't want you to give his glory to another. He knows no other gods. They put something up there for you to substitute and to deny the name above every name. The highest name in the universe, in heaven and in earth, the family is in one name. Oh, what a great truth. What a powerful witness. And what a time for you to hear this great name, and I hope and trust that Yahweh is seeing to it, that you're listening to me tonight, that you would make that commitment to lay down your pride and put on the beautiful garment and shake yourself from the dust to arise and awake. To loose thyself from the bands off your neck. O daughter of Zion, for thus saith Yahweh, therefore my people shall know my name. Isaiah 52:1-6. What a great scripture of revelation. Therefore my people shall know my name. He didn't have, if you will, a name above that was almost above every name. The Bible said he inherited a name that was above every name, that at this name every knee would bow. Why has the people took the first name . The word hallelujah is the articulation, if you will, because it is something that means praise Yah. King David informed us in Psalms 22:3 that hallelujah inhabits the praise from the lips of those who use Yah to praise his name from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, and to keep the 10 commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, to love Yahweh with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, which it is written in the book of Mark 12:28-29, the first commandment is to hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one, not Yahweh is two. Yahweh has one name, not two. He doesn't have a lesser name. He didn't come with a lesser name. He had a name above every name. And the people that try to invent or place by him another name, whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin, and he that blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him. As he is born in the land, when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall be put to death. What do you think if they died without mercy in that day? What about you that failed to use his name, to fail to call upon it, to fail to keep the first commandment by the divine nature and character where he declared his glory from the beginning when he said, before Abraham was, I am. Well, you're not even 50 years old and you claim you know Yahweh? And here's this man that said a startling statement, and this is what he said. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, was he existing before Abraham? Was he in the beginning? You shall not swear by my name falsely. Neither shall you profane my name. Leviticus 19:12. Have you put on the only name? Have you took that major step of confession? Hear you, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, which swear by my name, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness, Psalms or Isaiah 48:1. You shall swear by my name, Deuteronomy 6:13. And all of those who claim him shall fear him and serve him, and shall swear by his name again in Deuteronomy 6:13. Swear by his name. Do you swear to honestly praise him and have no other gods before you? Are you willing to bow the knee to keep his name without falling for the carnal crap? But you know, if he'd have come in the name of Yahweh, Pastor Buddy, that they would have killed him. Oh, really? But what did they do? Well, they killed him. When they found out that he was God, when he was in the flesh, when he literally came in the presence, if you will, of all the world to see and to know and to receive his testimony that he came from heaven. That every angel in heaven and in earth was at his command. For as it says in the book of Matthew 25, verse 31, he's coming back to judge the quick and the dead. He's coming back to judge everything in the earth with all, not a few, of his holy angels with him, and they shall be sent forth to gather up first the wicked and burned in the fire with no mercy those who have failed to at least acknowledge or put on his name. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Make no mention of the name of these gods, and let it not be heard out of your mouth. In Exodus 23, verse 13, it's proclaimed. It's all written in the book of the law of Moses that you don't go to these nations, and neither do you make mention of the name of their gods. How is it that we've been given a Greek Latin name when Yahweh himself is the father of the family of heaven and earth in his name? He didn't have a Greek Latin. They shall worship and they shall swear by my name, saith Yahweh. And they shall fear me and they shall honor me. They shall not bow down to pagan gods. They shall not serve them, nor they shall not go after the work. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and break down their images. You shall serve Yahweh, and you shall make no covenant with the heathen, the non-Israelite nation, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make thee sin against me, according to Exodus chapter 23, verses 24 through 33. And the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or they shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Deuteronomy 18, verse 20. Whew. I don't want to be found speaking in another name. I want to be in the name above every name in heaven and earth. I don't want to be in a facsimile, one that seems right, the one that's popular. You see, religion, when it gets popular and it catches on like wildfire and the world goes after it, examine yourself and see if you're really in the faith. Make no covenant with them. Do not go among their gods and use the name of their gods. How's it? We came into the Greek Latin nations and adopted a name that's lesser than the name above every name. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Mighty One depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19. Listen to what the third commandment would give you if you should bother to love Yahweh and keep His commandments. And if you say that you love Him and won't keep His commandments, you've got a problem. The third commandment itself warns us that Yahweh will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Deuteronomy, or Leviticus chapter 20, verse 2. Verse 5, verse 24, verse 10, verse 16, verse 23, and Deuteronomy 18:20. Gives you the commandment of the third commandment to not take his name in vain, to swear by his name, to uphold his name, to declare his name. Ladies and gentlemen, the name listen to what the memorial name is to be written upon our hearts. When I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they shall say, what is his name? And then shall I say to them, and Yahweh said to Moses, I am who I am. Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am the cause of verb to be, Hayah, Eliasher, Hayah. The Tetragrammaton was revealed to Moses, given to the translators, and Yahweh gave his name, and then he gave the first phrase to mean, to give something of the meaning. Therefore, Yahweh wants you to not be deprived of the knowledge of his name and take it in vain. Yahweh's going to examine you. Yahweh's going to ask you. And if you are judged by this name, going to look. If his name is written in your forehead, you're going to have to bow to that name. The name 6,823 times used in the Bible to glorify, and my people shall know my name. My people. This is my name, and this is my memorial. And therefore, the one that came on the mountaintop and exposed his body, held his hand over Moses' eyes, gave him a view of the rear or the rearward of his body of flesh, or the Word made flesh, saw his glory, and it was that he had to veil himself because that he had seen the awesome body that was to be glorified. He saw it in a glorified way. The apostles were with him in flesh and blood. It's described by the writers and told to the readers. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, not them. His name alone, his name was the greatest name, and the angel that named him did not say Jesus. That is a misnomer. That is where people are deceived. That is where people that take his name in vain. That is where people who have not, if you will, the ability to use this name is hid from them, if you will. And if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Do you want to be lost, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want to cease from your own labor and to enter into His rest? The name of Yahweh is endowed with His magnificent power, just like the glory that came upon Moses just by seeing his rear. But if you get your spirit to have the understanding in full view, what if your spirit can taste and touch and handle Him and put upon His glory and to know from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same that you have the tetragrammaton in your spirit? And you've passed from death unto life because you are now a family member that is called by His name. And everything in heaven and in earth. Believe me when you say, and I say with the confirmation of the Bible, declaring this to be authentic, that His name placed upon you through the ancient art of water baptism, changing the nature of your flesh man into the inward man, getting anointed with that great name, or it's revealed in the book of Matthew, or in the book of Revelations, that His name was in their forehead. And the book that gives us the authorization to call upon His name and to love Him with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our might and to turn from our wicked ways and be man and woman enough to be convinced that we're going to serve Yahweh from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Yes, you're going to be hated for His name's sake. And tell me, have you ever been hated for using the name that is most common in the book of the New Testament that brought the false name of Jesus into being, a Greek Latin, as opposed to the original name that Yahweh had to declare through the prophet Moses, who said, "You, if you would believe Moses, you'd believe me, because Moses wrote of me." Moses did not write of Jesus. He wrote of the name that Moses was exposed to, and the word and the glory was upon his spiritual nature as his face shown through the revelation, and your face, once it's illuminated, and you see with your eyes, blessed are your eyes, and blessed are your ears, for you shall receive the gift of revelations. And if the gospel is hid again, until you get up and take this message, and repent, and come to a prophet, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent, and by his nature, a prophet will glorify the only name, not a sub-name, that's above every name in heaven and earth, and declare to you that there is none other name under heaven given among men. And they were whipped in Acts 8:40. And they suffered for this name, not the name of Jesus. They never heard that. That's a late addition. It's a late change They only knew about the name that Yahweh revealed to them that they had been taught by the lying scribes to forget. And by the time Yahweh manifested in a flesh body, he had to reintroduce even the apostles into the name that was obscured and lost. The name that he revealed was the family name in heaven and earth. And the apostles began to preach it. Paul declared it and was astonished to know that he would sit against and oppose the very name that he is now declaring, and yes, he suffered, "You shall suffer for my namesake." The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 22, "You shall be hated of all nations for my name," Yahweh, not Jesus. Do you want to be hated and despised? Put on his name. Make his holy name known. Walk upright before him and serve him, and declare his great name from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, Josephus wrote in this about the name and how it was pronounced, knowing that Yahweh was his name, declared it. I know the translators put in the name of Jesus, Jesus. And today, we've been given a false Greek Latin name to replace the name of Yahweh, which is above every name, that the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that this great name of Yahweh is above every name. It's the actual name of God. The whole family in heaven and earth is in this name. Won't you take it on you today? Won't you call upon the name of Yahweh? Won't you turn from the pagan gods? And ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to go far to hear them preach the pagan gods, a name that can't be proven, as opposed to the name that can. Only those who have had their enlightenment, the veil of carnality ripped from their eyes by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Did you know if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them, it's lost. I've got to close. My time has come far too quick to have to depart here. And I would like to take this opportunity, if you would like, to repent and to be baptized in the most magnificent of all names, to really have your eyes opened and enlightened. It's the only gospel I know that will give you complete peace and satisfaction that there's not another gospel, that this ineffable name, which was lost and obscured and hidden from those who have eyes to see and see not. Many are called, but few are chosen. And if you can see the revelation, if you can put on rather than put off, if you can write his name in your forehead through the spiritual understanding of obedience, for it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Get up off your duff and get about your Father's business, calling upon the name of Yahweh, being enlightened, if you will, tasting of the living water that would give you access. And for those of you that's listening to us tonight on 9990, WWCR 9980 on your radio dial, those of you who are listening on your computer download on Transponder number 4 with Pastor Buddy every Wednesday and Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central or Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, we invite you to tell a friend about our broadcast and invite you to come each Wednesday night and Thursday night in this time slot where Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call will come through invitation to present to you a great name that's hid from the wise and prudent and revealed to the little spiritual babes that love the sincere desire of the milk that would transform and it would interject into your life a change in your very carnal nature to raise you up and make you free. If you'd like to write me tonight, take this number down. Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1082. Again, that's Pastor Buddy with the number 423-351-1082. May Yahweh bless you and give you understanding of this great name. And may you receive it with the engrafting, if you will, of the supernatural, miracle-working power of Yahweh. You'll never be the same. The things that you used to love, you'll hate. The things that you used to hate, you'll love. Oh, what a complete change, what a transformation it will bring into your life. You can hear me every Wednesday night and Thursday night. Now, that's Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll be here with you each Wednesday and Thursday night for 1 hour and invite you to tune in. Tell a friend about Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We invite you to invite someone else to the table where we break the bread freely and feed the sheep who are hungry with the knowledge of the word by which you're engrafted in through the supernatural process of being called by the spiritual enlightenment that Yahweh could invest upon you the truth. And you can go to our website, oneyahweh.com. I invite you that have a computer and listening to us tonight on computer downloads, those who are listening on 9980 WWCR around the world, always coming in good for you tonight, and you can hear Pastor Buddy playing. If it is, why don't you give me a call immediately after the broadcast? Let me know how it's coming in. We thank our sponsors and those that make this hour possible as we walk in faith. Please help us with your tithes and offerings. We need you to keep the voice of Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call around the world for a light to those who are called the sheep who are predestined before the foundation of the world and called and chosen and holy and faithful. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And tonight, if you've heard my message, again, WWCR, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Now write to me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874.